If you want spicy, complex, and savory cuisine, Indian food will fit the bill perfectly. It can be chili hot or creamy and mild, meaty or completely vegan, and diverse enough for even the most jaded palate to enjoy. I love the diversity of Indian cuisine, from spice-coated tandoori oven chicken to crispy fried samosas. You could spend a lifetime discovering its nuances. I grew up eating Indian food because I was born into a bicultural family with multicultural friends. When we moved to Newton, my parents met up with all the other foreign-born doctors around and started cooking. Our potlucks were crazy. Malaysian laksa, Filipino siupao, Spanish paella, and Indian kormas were all part of the scene. Everyone would bring their signature dishes in various stages of cooking, and the finishing touches would be done at our house. It was a frenzy of grilling, steaming, and deep frying. My mom made tumbleweeds and did her best to make sure that nobody caught on fire. Passage to India on 21st Street between Oliver and Edgemoor is a great place to start exploring Indian cuisine. We usually start with vegetable samosas, little fried pastries stuffed with spiced potatoes and peas. We always order garlic naan, a crispy, soft, garlic-coated, tandoor-cooked flatbread masterpiece. I usually get something with lamb, usually korma, and Wayne gets sizzling chicken tikka, spicy and cayenne red. We're usually too full for dessert, but the mango yogurt lassi is good to wash it all down. I love eating at Passage to India, and I think you will too. For KMUW, I'm Tanya Tandok.